Family and friends of a murdered South Korean hostage said Thursday they are relying on each other to deal with the tragedy.
서로 위로해 주면서 그리고 지금 시간을 보내고 있고요.
Cha Song-min, a spokesman for the families, says they are consoling each other and avoiding moment-by-moment news coverage. Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents riddled 42-year-old Christian pastor Bae Hyung-kyu with bullets. Then they dumped his body near where he and 22 other South Korean Christian aid workers were taken hostage a week ago. Qari Yusuf Ahmadi, who calls himself a spokesman for the hardline Islamist militants, confirmed the grim news Thursday. He says Taliban members carried out the shooting because negotiations with Afghan and South Korean representatives had failed. He also later said the other hostages are still alive. Baek Chung-chun, a senior secretary to South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun, offered condolences to Bae's family and condemned the killing.
정부는 납치 단체가 우리 국민을 희생시킨 데 대한
Beck says the kidnappers will be held accountable for taking the life of a South Korean citizen. The kidnappers demand that a number of their comrades be released from Afghan prisons in exchange for the hostages' release. Cho Ho-sun, a spokesman for South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun, says Mr. Noh has had several phone discussions with his Afghan counterpart, Hamid Karzai. He says dealing with the hostage takers is a complex affair.
하나의 그룹이 아니라 몇 개의 그룹 분산되어 있고
Chun says even though the basic demands of the insurgents are well known, the specific details of the demands are constantly changing because the militants are divided into at least 10 subgroups with different goals. The hostages defied a South Korean ban on travel to Afghanistan to carry out what their church describes as humanitarian activities. South Korea has a few hundred military and civilian personnel in the country, providing non-combat support to international security forces there. Many South Koreans have expressed more anger at the hostages than at the Taliban. Critics describe them as proselytizing missionaries who unnecessarily put themselves at risk in a militant Islamic area. There is also some resentment toward the United States, the dominant force in the international coalition providing security in Afghanistan. U.S. and international forces attacked Afghanistan and ousted the former Taliban government because it was sheltering the Al-Qaeda terrorist group responsible for the September 2001 attacks in the U.S. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.